From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is discussing at this hour his new initiatives to curb gun violence. In remarks Tuesday at the White House, he is detailing to Americans the executive orders he says will not step on constitutional rights. Here is the president.
We are the only advanced country on earth that sees this kind of mass violence erupt with this kind of frequency. It doesn't happen in other advanced countries. It's not even close. And as I've said before, somehow we become numb to it and we start thinking that this is normal. And instead of thinking about how to solve the problem, this has become one of our most polarized partisan debates.
Some of the measures the president will talk about will include expanded background checks, more effective enforcement of gun laws, and increased mental health treatment, among others. You can read more details on the president's comments at voanews.com. Peace talks between Burundi's government and opposition groups have been postponed with no word on when they may resume. The talks opened in Uganda late last month and were set to continue Wednesday in Arusha, Tanzania. But a senior official in Burundi's Foreign Affairs Ministry said Tuesday that the government will not participate due to the inclusion of those whom he said are supporting violence. VOA News. Iran has unveiled a new underground missile depot Tuesday, inaugurated by the Speaker of Parliament, Ali Larijani, according to the Tasmin News Agency, which is close to the Revolutionary Guard. And a one-minute video of the facility that was broadcast on state television showed Iran's IMAD precision-guided ballistic missile tested in October. The United States has said IMAD would be capable of carrying a nuclear payload and violates a 2010 UN Security Council resolution. Sea deaths are to continue as migrants and refugees keep arriving in Europe, according to the United Nations. Joel Millman is a spokesman for the International Organization for Migration.
We have over a million arrivals this past year by sea. Our figure is 1,004,000 and change. The death toll remains what it was a week ago, 3,771 for 2015.
The latest warning comes as the bodies of eight migrants, most of them children, washed up on Turkey's Aegean coast Tuesday after their boat apparently capsized as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos, according to Turkey's news agency. U.S. stocks were a little changed in Tuesday's early trading, one day after the drastic plunge in China's stock market sparked investor worries and falling prices around the world. Tuesday's trading in China left stock prices largely even after a day of volatile price changes. This is VOA correspondent Bill Ide.
Analysts are telling us that this is largely because the government moved in to shore up stock prices, you know, funneled some money into the market to stabilize it. And that ended what we saw on Monday, the sharp decline. That said, it was up and down. It was a roller coaster ride again. And the uncertainty remains. One of the things that securities analysts that we've been talking to today have pointed out to us is the big question here is where is the economy going? And the answer to that is still very much unclear. And as long as that question or as long as there's no clarity on that, this kind of turmoil in the market is likely to continue.
You can read more details on the latest in the financial markets at voanews.com. French President Francois Hollande Tuesday kicked off a week of commemorations marking Islamic extremist attacks in Paris that began with an assault on the satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo, a kosher market, and police a year ago this week claiming 17 lives. The January 7, 2015 attacks, dubbed France's 9/11, marked the start of a string of jihadist strikes in the country that culminated in the November 13 attacks in Paris that left 130 people dead. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.